Hello, hello! Happy February, our wonderful patrons, or March, depending on when we get this out.
You'll hear it at some point.
Yes.
Eventually!
So love is in the air, so naturally we're talking about what your powers would be if you were a metal from Metallica Metallica.
Oh, God.
Jordan's favorite anime / manga. Jordan's favorite manga anime.
My absolute favorite. Oh, yes. I mean, technically it is because it's just a ripoff of one of my actual favorite anime ever.
Yes. Oh, God. I mean, yeah.
All right.
So we're going to go down the list and just simply say, what would your metallic powers be if you're a metal in this series?
I think this is going to get way harder than we thought it was going to be, but let's get going.
We're going to try our best. So we're going to start with Ralph Iskoff. And so, Jordan, as you know, Iskoff was the third king of Denmark. And much like himself, it gives you the ability to taste metal if you already have metal in your mouth.
Okay. All right.
I thought we were starting strong, Jordan.
Yeah, we got Josh Robinson, and I suppose put that metal in your mouth.
Why are you saying it's another metal you have to eat?
Yes, you learn the ability, you gain the ability to speak to robins.
I like it. Next up is T-Root, and naturally, this is just a metal that, you know, if you put it in soil, it helps plants grow.
Oh, yeah, of course. The real Jory, when you again put that metal in your mouth, you become the fake Jory.
From Aaron Pachadoan, this is a metal that if you tap it three times, wait a minute, and then tap it again, it starts playing a song from Metallica. Which song? Only they know.
It depends on the person who does it, you know?
Yes.
Dolphin, obviously, if you put this metal in your mouth, you'll start speaking the dolphin language. I already started with the metal in the mouth thing. I'm not going to stop now.
Jason is a material that actually can make sentient objects talk because it gives you a type of mercury poisoning, which makes you go insane.
Simping for Senpai Ash, again, you put it in your mouth and you just start simping for those senpais, David. It's not even, it's a form of insanity and you just have no control over it.
Do you still want to keep doing this or is there a different topic you want to do for this?
Let's just keep going, I guess.
Alright, this is a long list, but we'll make it work. Alright, next up we have Brat, where his metal is literally calcium. That's it. It just gives Brad's metal is if you ingest it gives you strong bones.
We got Cram, aka Cramium, and that is, of course, the metal that you, when you use it, it goes into your cranium. And of course, David, you put it in your cranium through your mouth.
Next up, we have Tucker Watley, which this one actually gives you the ability to speak any language.
Wow.
If you tie it to your shoe.
We got T, and that's just like a cross necklace. You don't even put it in your mouth or anything. It's just...
It just lets you walk on water.
Yeah, it just lets you get into heaven, David.
Geodium.
Hebronium!
Next up, we have Green Underscore, and this, it's literally just a piece of metal that's green. It doesn't do anything. And yet it's still S tier because there's 5 ounces of it on the entire planet.
Much like most metal, actually. Next, we got Staghorn. And this is just, I mean, it's a stag's horn. It's just metal. It's like like you just rip something off a hair across, you know?
I like it. Next up, we have Chris Xenophontos. And so this actually is if you put a piece of metal onto an object and you wait 6 days, it will actually turn into a copy of that object. And that actually sounds like a much cooler idea than anything that was done in the series.
You know, our dumb ideas are all cooler than the stuff that showed up in the series.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Generic Man, and it's just iron because, you know, generic.
We have Keanu, and if you stab it in the back of your neck, it lets you leave the Matrix.
Hey, we got Derek Great Big Sword, and it is actually just a great big sword.
Onium.
Just a big old sword onium.
Next, we have Peyton Richardson, where this metal, despite it's just gold. It's just straight up very valuable metal.
Oh, man. Hans, obviously, it's carbonite because he's Hans Olo.
Next, we have Max Baker, where it's a stone that it's a metal that gets hot, that stays hot when exposed to heat. Because there's nothing like that in the
nothing
real world.
Like that. Yeah, that's so weird. Blamumu, this is Blamumumumumium. It's a Moomin.
It just has a cow print on it.
Yeah, it's a cow print and also a Moomin.
And turns into NKVs for Moomoos.
Yes.
Next, we have Chala Florain, and they have the ability to, if you lick the metal, you can pronounce his name properly. And thank you.
Manji Knights. It's the armor of the Manji Knight, which is edible because Manji sounds like the Italian word for eating.
Now we have 090Z, and there's a Zedonium where their mysterious property, but it is number zero on the periodic table, which is actually a trope I'm surprised I've never seen in a series.
Isn't number zero...
Yes, number zero wouldn't make any sense because of how the periodic table works.
Yeah, but then...
But that wouldn't stop anyone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when does that stop anybody? We got Jeanette Davis, and their metal power is just... It's just a nice metal. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's some of this shit's just... it's nice metal. I don't know. So it's a nice little bracelet.
We have Tyler Bowden, where their material floats, despite how heavy it is.
Beatrice was on him like a piranha on a corn dog. It is actually a metal corn dog. I don't know why I asked them, like, you can't eat that. And they just looked at me, they're like, fucking watch me.
And then we have Manly P. Hall, where they have Manlyonium, which is just, it doesn't do anything, but it weighs 600,000 pounds per pound.
We got Albi. Of course, this is Albinium.
It's just a guy from Albania.
I was just gonna say, it's actually very confusing. A lot of people think that it means it's from Albania, and there's a lot of controversy. But yeah, no, again, it doesn't do anything.
And then we have Wright, where this metal is actually extremely light and is used for flight.
Hey, we got Marabara, and that metal, well, David, you put it in your mouth because I'm returning to that, and it gives you perfect teeth.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Then we have Rosendo Mendoza, and this metal actually invisible, and it's all around you.
It's God. Sarah Hydra, you can make it into a necklace, and if you wear it around your neck, then when someone cuts your head off, the two heads sprout.
Next up, we have Marvin Weinberger, where it's a Famonium, where it can stick together with itself very easily, but it never calls.
That's David's dad, if you haven't been paying attention. We got Dylan Kreider, and it is a metal that, again, you put it in your mouth, and it gives you this sexy, sultry voice.
And then we have Ariel Weinberger, where it's the same thing, but it's also really obsessed with seeing my dog.
I can't blame that metal, honestly.
Yeah, Ravioli is just a great dog.
Ravioli is adorable. We got Eric, Alex, Klein, Alexium. It lets you solve logic puzzles by cutting a knot in half. I don't know.
Oh, man. We're having fun with this one. Then we have Ryan Jasinski, where it's just white and translucent. And you know why?
Okay, because
it's cum metal.
Oh, I thought it was like he's dead and he's a ghost, and it's like, no, I spoke to him. Like,
no, it's just cum, because Ryan appreciates that kind of joke.
It's true, actually, he does. Yes, we got Melvi, and Melvium, of course, gives you the ability to have a nerdy name from like an 80s movie.
Yes, and I've had nightmares like this as Misaka has its sister element, Urkelonium, that lets you get away with wearing suspenders past 1996.
Gabe Landau, this is metal that, well, if you're on a boat and you need some land, there it is. There it is. There's the land. Landonium. Landium.
Land down under him.
He does come from a land down under.
It's true. Heavy metal hermit crab naturally is given lead, which is the heaviest metal that is safe to handle.
The BB King, BB the, is given, actually just BB King, because honestly, you know, metal comes from the blues, David.
Dude Man Bro Guy has Chesteronium, where it grows hair, but only on your chest.
This is definitely one of the best ideas we've had.
God.
Trevor Schechter, you've got the blah, blah, blah. Trevor Schechter, you know what? I'm just going to give you some aluminum foil. And it has all the powers of aluminum foil.
ZZ Digital has Sleepionium, where it lets you take really good nap times when you swallow it, or if you're hit really hard by it. It's up to the user.
A lot of metals are like that, yeah.
Yeah, the offer would be like, it was crazy how if you get hit in the head by something heavy, if this metal is very heavy and if it hits you in the head, oh boy, it knocks you out.
Oh, Mavery, I'm going to give you one of those old metal cars that are extremely dangerous.
And then we have Sean, show Rem 9 Koi, a cute slice of life with lots of cute cats. They have long pneumonia. Lets you talk for long periods of time without having to drink water.
We got Scott Friesler. It's a metal that when you touch it, it freezes you.
Aw. Dennis James Moan has Ghostonium, where your soul can go into it if you handle it too long.
Ah.
It's a type of memory shape alloy, according to the offer.
There are a lot of memory shape alloys, you know. Scarlet Myrmidon, I'm also going to give you a memory shape alloy. You have to figure out what it remembers, though.
Maybe that's an exercise to the reader. Israfont has Elephantonium, where it's as heavy as three elephants.
Next, we got Rachel. I will give you Raviolium. It's the cutest metal.
Oh, a little goblin.
Also a goblin, yeah.
Rachel's like, why does Raviolia always look sad? And we really don't know. She just has a resting, worried face.
Yeah, I love dogs that have that.
She's very cute.
I love that. Yeah, she is.
Next up, we have Dralgo, where they're just giving gold.
Mm. Mike Carpenter, I'm going to give you some nails that you can use to crucify yourself and be on the cross like our Lord and Savior, because Jesus was also a carpenter.
Drew is given Wateronium, where it has the properties of water because it is water.
Oh, man, that's the one
that broke Jordan mentally. Jordan's
that's the most disappointing one.
It's the metallic metalconium.
Yeah, it is. Tracking roving animals for all loving girls and raccoons, wolfwood, you get tungsten because you actually know what tungsten is.
Yes. Oh, man, thank you again for all the metal details we used on the main episode.
Yes.
Brian Sexton has whatever metal the compass is made out of. I honestly don't know what they use. Iron, probably.
Yeah, magnetized iron, I'm pretty sure. Lincoln Fry, I just gave you some metal Lincoln logs.
And then finally for me, Kevin Biggs has the Smolionium, where it's really useful for reverberating sound.
Well, in that case, Jacob Andrew Galloway, I'm given the Wumbonium for Wumbo.
Goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye.